Welcome to Boo Wisdom's audio series brought to you by Ball State University Teachers College and Families for Forward Thinking. In this series, we will talk to experts in early childhood development and education. This series of interviews will focus on equipping parents of young children with tools, resources, and strategies to support the healthy growth and development of their children.
Hello, I am Mattia Ruggi, a student at Ball State, and I'm here interviewing Carrie Bale and Pat Clark about the Muncie by Five program. So if you guys could just please introduce yourselves and tell us your role in Muncie by Five.
Hi, my name is Carrie Bale, and I'm the current executive director of the Muncie by Five Early Childhood Initiative program.
And I'm Pat Clark. I'm the department chair of elementary education here at Ball State University, and my role with by Five is on the board of directors.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being involved with this program. And could you tell us what exactly is Muncie by Five and how it got started for maybe some of our parents or listeners who might not be familiar with the program?
Well, I'll tell you what it is, and Dr. Clark's probably been involved with it, the history of it, mm-hmm. longer than I have. And really, it's a countywide, community-wide initiative to raise the awareness of the importance of early childhood, of that age range from birth to five. Brain research now supports what so many of us in this field have known for so long, but the powerful impact that the foundational years lay for a child as they grow into an adult. And we're working on a wide variety of strategies to help ensure that all of our children in Delaware County are kindergarten ready.
Wonderful. Okay.
And I can talk a little bit about the history. The first meeting I actually had about this and how it got started was from some business leaders in Muncie who came to some of us in early childhood and looked at this actually as an economic development initiative. So they had read some things and heard some people talk about how early childhood education is one of the most important things that you can do to improve the economic health of a community. And that's what they were looking for in Muncie. Muncie has lost a lot of jobs over the last 20 years. And so the business leaders were really looking at what are the things that we can do to ensure that we have a healthy economy. And they saw early childhood education as one of those things. So they came to some of us who were professionals in early childhood education who have known for a long time the importance of the early years and what that means for children and families. And then their focus really was on building the community and building the economic health of the community.
Wow, that's amazing. I wasn't aware that it started out from people who were not in the mm-hmm. educational field.
Right.
That's puts a lot of faith in society.
That's right.
We think so too.
Well, and in fact, the business leaders felt so strongly about it that they were able to get the Chamber of Commerce to list early childhood education as one of their strategic goals.
Oh, wow.
For 2016.
And the newest vision plan, 2021, has just rolled out this week. And there's a section called the culture of education, and the very first bullet point is kindergarten readiness, and by five is mentioned again within the economic development plan for this entire community.
That's right. Just wonderful. Hopefully it continues to grow and gain more awareness for everyone. So can you tell us some of the resources that Muncie by Five can offer our families?
Sure. That's one of the areas that we're really putting a lot of emphasis on within the last couple months. I've spent a large majority of the last 2 years working with individuals just like you alluded to, that you go, wow, okay, they're not in the field. The business leaders and community advocates really stressing why we're focusing on this and the importance of early childhood. And now we want to make sure that as this message is starting to resonate in the community, that we also have tools and resources for families as well. And we had a family task force that said, you know, we have a lot of good programs in the community for families. One, we need to be able to find them and families access them. But two, what about positive messaging for families to tell them what they can do about their healthy, to help encourage the healthy development of their child? I think so many times families are inundated with the messages of they aren't doing it correctly, or they could be doing it better, or they need to spend more time doing this. And so the focus was positive messaging about reading, singing, talking, playing, being a good role model for your child. So we've developed a lot of, I'll call it collateral material that we're working to get to our trusted partners who have the relationships with families, so that there's growth charts, and it talks about positive healthy development and bookmarks that families can have. We've done some billboard ads and newspaper ads, and we just received a grant through Vroom and the Bezos Family Foundation to utilize their materials, which is very family-friendly, positive messaging, again, about the parent's role in early brain development, and we are working with a class at Ball State to help us with the implementation plan of how we're going to get that out there. And then our website, we have a family resource tab, and we have some developmental milestones that are mentioned for different age groups, as well as what families can do in the home and what sort of educational opportunities are there. There's some small video clips, so there's some resources on there for families as well, and links that then they can go to other sites.
I'm glad that we're getting the resources out to the families and making the connections between the professionals in the field and the families who may be confused about what they need to be doing or not confident in the things that they are doing. So I think that's wonderful that they're being able to start spreading the resources and making families aware of the abundance of things that Muncie has to offer for mm-hmm. their children. So you talked about development and the milestones. Could you tell us how the early development affects the future academic achievement for the students and how educators and parents can promote the healthy development?
Sure, I can talk a little bit about that. We know that a great deal of a child's brain development occurs in the years from birth to age 3. And children enter kindergarten at 5, sometimes 6, with hugely varying experiences and knowledge and language ability and abilities in literacy and knowledge about numbers. And we know that those first 5 years are so important in laying the foundation for future academic success. There's a lot of research about that. And so that's why we really focus on that in By 5, not just raising the quality of early childhood programs that children might be enrolled in, but whether it's a child care or preschool, but also in, as Carrie was saying, supporting families and helping families know what are the kinds of activities and things that they can do that are going to best promote children's language and literacy development, as well as concept development about numbers and shapes and the world around them. So I think Carrie also alluded to the fact that those are simple things. We're not saying that you have to sit down with children and show flashcards, but there are things like singing with children, reading to children, talking with them while they're having lunch or while they're playing a game, playing with children. And those are all the things that really help promote their language development.
Yeah, I've definitely seen some statistics and information saying how important reading to young children is. Mm-hmm. And I've even seen around the free little library boxes that right. have the Muncie by lovely
That's
little Muncie
right.
by Five stickers on them
That's
where
right.
families can get books for free for their children if they cannot afford them.
That's
so I
right.
think that's just wonderful.
So I think By Five has done a lot of things like the little free libraries, getting books out to families, but also the nature play dates mm-hmm. that you mm-hmm. did in
June
to get families outside and talking to kids about nature and get families and children involved in nature and learning about the world around them. I think all those things have really provided families with ideas and support for young children's development.
Yay! are there any really key developmental milestones that you think that we Wisdom parents should be looking out for as parents of preschool age students?
I would say, and you alluded to one, with the reading, but I'd like to back that up a little bit more and talk about why that reading is so critical. It's the language. And the language development for very young children is absolutely essential to everything else that happens with them. And so you could read anything. It really doesn't matter as long as you are talking and engaging with your child and giving them language-rich opportunities right. and experiences.
And you don't even have to read with them.
Nope.
You know, if a parent isn't comfortable with that, they can tell stories. They can sing songs. They can say nursery rhymes. So it just creating an environment that's rich in language is so important for young children.
The research talks about that 30 million word gap, and children, predominantly from low-income families, hear fewer words, not the types of words, but literally hear fewer words than children from middle-income and upper family, higher-income families, and that when they then show up to the kindergarten classroom, becomes evident as they start their reading and other skills that they're working on at that time, that if those language opportunities weren't there, it's very hard to fill that gap that occurred, and a child will continually struggle. The other key thing developmentally, we've actually created a training called the By Five Caring Community. Again, we're trying to find that middle layer. Who are the folks that families currently trust? And we're a very limited staff. We don't directly work with families, but who are families going to for information? Who are they hearing things for? And this training talks about three critical things that need to happen in infant toddler development. And one is serve and return. So when you are engaging and interacting with a child, that it is a reciprocal process that's happening. And why that's so important. Two is attachment and routines for very young children, and that they feel secure in their environment. And three is helping to eliminate exposure to toxic stress in the environment. And so those are three areas that we really touch upon and help give the words to those folks that are trusted by families so that they can talk to families about that. We want to start to change the language around that. And so I would say the social emotional development is by far the most important. And I think we have common ground in our community. We've seen it with going out and talking to early childhood providers and kindergarten teachers, that if kids come with the social emotional skills, the teachers can teach the academic. It's the social emotional, the knowing where I fit in this little classroom or in my family, that I'm loved, that I have secure attachments, that I can interact with my peers. I mean, those are the critical pieces of a foundation for a strong, healthy development.
And I would agree with Carrie. We have what we call the essential skills assessment that we do on all kindergarten children who enter the schools in Muncie and many of the Delaware County schools as well. And it was developed by early childhood professionals and kindergarten teachers. And I think that maybe families would be surprised to see that the items on that assessment are not, do you know your alphabet, or can you count to 100, or academic skills like that. They're the social skills. Can you sit and listen to a story for 5 minutes? Can you follow directions from the teacher? Can you play well with other children? It's all the social and emotional skills that teachers feel are the very most critical things for children entering kindergarten. And then once they're in kindergarten, they can learn some of the academic skills. So again, I would just, if I were giving suggestions to parents, I would just say, enjoy your child, spend time interacting with your children, talking with them, going places together, and really focusing on developing an emotionally healthy child. And one who is socially competent with other children.
Thank you. I completely agree with everything that you have said, with the literacy, with the social, emotional. Those affect children's development so much that they can be able to interact with other students and be able to really engage themselves in what is happening. Because if they can't sit still for 5 minutes, or if they don't know how to interact with their peers, or they're so distressed, there's no way that they can possibly focus on learning.
Right.
So I would just like to thank you so much for joining us today and telling us some more about Muncie by Five. And for our parents, you should be able to find the resources that they've mentioned here and more about the program on their website. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to We Wisdom's audio series. If you have suggestions for topics in future broadcasts, please contact We Wisdom with your ideas. To find out more about today's topic, please visit www.wewisdomkids.com and click on the Families for Forward Thinking tab. Theme music Easy Lemon was written and recorded by Kevin McLeod at www.incompetech.com. This series is a production of Ball State University's Digital Core.